I never knew there was such a thing as a sleep scientist until recently. She's with MySlumberYard.com. Mackenzie Dillon is here. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm awake. Thank you.
Yes, me too. I love that we're both here and awake and energized.
Well, you know what? I want to talk to you about several different things, and I know you guys at SlumberYard.com did a study that, like, wow. It turns out about a quarter of the people who have a dog would rather sleep with their dog than their significant other. What? But I'll tell you, people statistically, on my end, I know that about half the people who have a dog do share their bed with their dog. Were you guys surprised at the results and why so many people would rather sleep with their dog and toss their friend with two legs out of the bed?
Yeah, we were a little bit surprised to see a quarter of people choosing their dogs over their partners. But, you know, it kind of makes sense if you're dealing with a partner who snores a ton and your dog doesn't snore, or if your partner takes up a lot of space and hogs the sheets, your four-legged friend might be a more attractive sleeping buddy.
They obviously don't have bulldogs or French bulldogs or some of the other pugs, some of the other breeds that snore, you know. But on the other hand, we now have a nation filled with people that share, as I said, share their beds with their dogs. Does that enhance our sleep, or does it take away from our quality of sleep, sleeping with a dog?
Well, it seems like it depends on your preference, but for a lot of people, if they don't suffer from allergies or if they're not very light sleepers, they generally feel more comfortable when they sleep next to the dog. Women cited feeling more safer, especially feeling when they sleep next to their dog, more so than men did. And yeah, it just overall gives them a more comfortable, restful sleep.
So in other words, women were more dependent and feel more confident that their dog will protect them than their male partner?
Yeah, about 27% of men said that they would feel safer sleeping with their dog. I think it's more so single women who said that they'd rather sleep with their dog and feel safer. Yeah, but, you know, you can always have double reinforcements with the dog and your male partner, and that would just be a double whammy.
Clearly better than a security system. There's no question about that. Our telephone number, by the way, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200, because if you have any questions at all about sleep, this is the person to ask. So is it true that if you have insomnia, the best treatment for that is to go to WGNradio.com and hear my podcast?
It might not be the best treatment. I would recommend a doctor, but I'm sure, Steve, that you have some great information over there where you are.
So does listening to a podcast, maybe mine, maybe not, or something of that nature, does that actually help people to fall asleep? And what about CBD? What about all these other things that you hear about?
Yeah, so if you're listening to a podcast through earphones, as long as it's not in your face on your phone and you have the bright blue light in your eyes, if your phone's off and you're just listening to some headphones, a nice relaxing podcast before bed can help lower your heart rate, just make you feel generally more relaxed and take your mind off of daily stressors that might be keeping you up. And CBD, there should be more studies into CBD, but what we know right now is that it is effective at helping you go to bed at night if you struggle with insomnia or, just have a lot of disruptions during the night that wake you up.
What about melatonin?
Melatonin, it's a natural chemical that your body is supposed to release to help you feel sleepy, but melatonin production decreases as you age. So melatonin could be an effective way to sleep better if you do see that your melatonin levels are decreasing.
Great question here from a texter who wants to know, during the pandemic, has there been more insomnia?
There actually, unfortunately, has been more insomnia during the pandemic. And interestingly enough, studies have shown that women have been most affected with insomnia during this pandemic.
Why do you think that is?
That's a very good question. It seems that women have more of an emotional response to the things happening during COVID. Maybe family members, they're responsible for taking care of like older loved ones. Maybe having stressors of kids in case your kids are going to catch the COVID disease or COVID virus. And if they don't have since they don't have vaccines readily available for younger kids, that might be a stress for moms and dads, but especially moms who are single or, you know, are looking over the loved ones.
Well, God bless this listener who says, I'm 85 years old. I've noticed as I've gotten older, I need less sleep, but I'm okay with that. Is that true? I've heard that as well, that as people age, they require less sleep. Or is it less, or maybe not less sleep, period, but less sleep overnight, and that's why some older folks nap a bit?
Yeah, so as you get older, you do need less sleep. So the younger you are, the more sleep you're going to need. And then as you reach into your middle age years or your senior years, sleep naturally declines. But luckily, you're still able to get, if you get 6 to 7 hours of sleep a night, you'll still be in the clear.
And that's the next question, I suppose. Is it 6, 7, 8? Now, what's the magic number of hours we need of sleep at night? And what if you don't get that? For people that consistently say, I'm okay, I'm great at sleeping 5 hours, can they be?
Well, the perfect sweet spot for sleep is in between 7 to 9 hours. I think 8 is that nice cherry on top. It's a great, just if you get 8 hours of sleep, you're getting the restoration to your muscle tissue that you need. You're letting your brain get the memory retention abilities that it needs. You're able to make quicker decisions after you sleep well. And in older individuals, if you're getting less than 6 hours of sleep a night, a recent study showed that you increase your risk of dementia, unfortunately. So making sure you get that 7 hours of sleep is not only important to how you make decisions throughout your day, but also your physical mental health.
Okay, so I'm confused about one thing here. If you require or require might not be the right word. If you're not as adept at sleeping through the night as I think you indicated may be true for older folks, but if those older folks still need 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep, but only get 6 a night because that's all they can do, they don't sleep well, then does a nap in the afternoon, does that make up for it?
Yeah, a nap in the afternoon would make up for it, definitely. If you feel that you cannot get that right amount of sleep during the night hours, it would be beneficial if you make up for those hours lost during the day.
All right. I've got to ask you about what happened here. We just changed our clocks. Do we keep needing to do that? And is there something called seasonal affective disorder? If so, if that's a real thing, what do we do about it? And any more questions you might have, you can call or text 312-981-7200. We're talking with a sleep expert from slumberyard.com. They're made of it. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. We're talking to a sleep coach. Yes, who knew there could be such a thing? Mackenzie Dillon is here from slumberyard.com. Mackenzie, what does a sleep coach do? So do you walk into someone's bedroom and you say, no, turn over to the side. No, no, sleep on your back now. No, 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 stop snoring. Is that what you do? Hello? Where'd she go? Hello? There you are.
Hello? Yeah. Can you hear me?
Did you hear my question?
Oh, yeah, so I think people would be a little bit frightened if they saw me sneak into their homes at night. But if they were to come to me, I would be able to help them with any of the sleep problems that they have by giving them some tips on how to make themselves sleep better or just answer any general sleep questions that they might have.
So you don't do what I just said?
No, I might get arrested if I do that, Steve. But they
I don't want
to
that
me.
To happen. No, that wouldn't be good. So, but I asked some in just rattling off what I did. Sleeping on your side, sleeping on your back. Is there a best way or a right way? To sleep on your stomach. I mean, which is the best way to sleep, or does that vary person to person?
It varies person to person. It mostly depends on how comfortable you are while you sleep. So if you sleep on your back or your stomach, it's recommended that you get a firmer mattress so it keeps your spine in a neutral alignment and it doesn't cause any back pain, while side sleepers usually benefit from a more soft mattress that's plush and it gives underneath those shoulder and hip joints, so it causes lots of pressure relief for you.
Interesting. A texter writes, you talk about sleeping with a dog, Steve. Shame on you. You should have asked her about sleeping with cats as well. So you're right. You're right. So now I'm asking the question, what about sleeping with cats? I suspect that that's all up to the cats.
It is up to the cats. As much as we love cats, we know that cats are very independent. But if they want to get in bed with you and they cuddle up with you, it can be beneficial for your comfort and for your overall sleep quality.
All right. So I am in Chicago and I'm looking out the window now. It's a beautiful view. But what I see is no sun. And I don't believe there's been sun in Chicago for 3 days. I don't think there's going to be for another couple of days. That's not unusual. I don't know what city you're in, Mackenzie, to tell you. What city are you in?
I'm in Brentwood, California. It's right outside of San Francisco, California.
Okay, similar issue maybe, right? I mean, if you don't see the sun for however, you'll have to tell me, however many days, is there this thing called seasonal affective disorder? And the other thing that plays into it in Chicago that I'll talk to you about is the time changes. So now it's in Chicago right now, it's 1:52. And in about 2.5 hours, it'll begin to get dark out. Really, it will. And it gets completely dark out by 6 o'clock or earlier right now. So does that play into our health?
Yeah, so seasonal affective disorder, it happens a lot. It's called the winter blues is a nickname because it happens often during the winter time when we aren't getting enough vitamin D and there's a lot less sunlight during the days. So people who are prone to sadness include people who have already struggled with depression before, or if you're far from the equator, you have more of a risk for seasonal depression. But yeah, when we stopped observing daylight savings time, we noticed having more light in the mornings, which means less light in the evenings. And for people, I don't know about you, Steve, but me, I'm more productive during the nighttime or during the later in the evening as opposed to early in the morning. And yeah, that darkness, when it comes so early, it does have an effect on you. You might feel a little tired earlier than you usually do. And for some people, it might be a contributor to seasonal affective disorder.
All right, very quickly, Brian, you're on WGN.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm live.
Yeah, right, as live as you get.
Okay, that's great, man. 720, man, you know it.
I know it.
Okay. My question is, I do have a set schedule as far as a sleep pattern. You normally up around 7, between 7 and 9 a.m. But recently, my father broke his ankle.
Oh.
Okay. But the thing is, my dad's a night owl, if you will, so I have to get up in the middle of the night sometimes to help him because, you know, up and down with the wheelchair.
So what's your question? Very quickly, we're almost out of time.
My question is, how do I get time for myself?
Okay, I don't know if Mackenzie can answer that, but go for it, Mackenzie.
Well, time for yourself, I'm going to assume sleep time for yourself. I want to make sure that you're getting the sleep that you need and taking care of your father. So I would suggest your father to try to get on your schedule, ensure that he's not taking naps during the day so he's more tired at night than you are. And yeah, just to keep with the same sleeping patterns you do and try to get him aligned with your sleeping pattern so you can help him when you're awake.
Slumberyard.com for more information about all of this. Mackenzie, if I stay up long enough, I'd love to have you on again.
I would love to be back, Steve. It's always great being on here with you. And yeah, thank you so much for having me.